Chapter 2. A Father's Heart. Fathers tell their children about your faithfulness. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 19. NIV. Chicago, 1971. It is the last night of my father's crusade at the McCormick Place Arena, and I am hurrying to Daddy's hotel room, hoping to see him before the night's event begins. I have never done this before. Gone to see my father in the middle of his preparation time at a crusade. But I am feeling a little desperate. Newly married and just 20, I have been arguing with my husband. I need some kind of assurance that I am loved, I suppose. I have no idea if my father will have time for me, or what he might say, or what I even need him to say. All I know is that I want his comfort. Answering my knock, Daddy's longtime associate and friend, T.W. Wilson, Uncle T., opens the door to a room adjoining my father's. A tall, heavy-set man, Uncle T. smiles warmly and seems delighted to see me. Fiercely loyal to my parents, he has treated my siblings and me like his own, and he always makes me feel important. "Can I see Daddy?" I ask now, trying to hide my desperation. Uncle T looks into my eyes, tilting his head to the side as if he understands. He puts his arm around me and motions toward the door separating us from Daddy. "Go ahead," he says. "He's in there." I cross the room and peer through the crack in the door, which is slightly ajar. Even though I am about to interrupt my father, I don't feel nervous, just anxious, hoping he can spare a minute for me. I see him sitting across the room on the bed. Hearing me, he looks up and smiles. "Come in, Bunny. Come in." Always the southern gentleman, Daddy stands as I enter, letting his papers drop and leaving a deep indentation in the pillows propped against the headboard. The shades in his room are drawn, as usual. His large brown suitcase sits open on the opposite bed, and in his open briefcase on the floor beside him, I see a pile of books, files, and paperwork. He is already dressed for the evening in suit pants and a dress shirt. "Daddy, I'm sorry to interrupt."